Tof hoor.
Ja, wat je net al live hebt gezien, er staat nu hier een tafel.
Ja, net stond ik nog op veilige afstand en zei ik al tegen jou dat het drie knappe dames waren. En ineens staan ze hier. Ik vind het toch een beetje spannend.
Welcome with a lingo.
Thank you.
Hello girls.
Hi girls. How are you?
Great, yeah.
Good. How do you like the Eurosonic Festival? How long are you here?
We just got here today. Just this afternoon.
9 hours.
Oh.
We've been here about 9 hours. Yeah. Yeah, we're loving it.
So you've been to the Vera until here, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
We did a session earlier as part of the meter sessions in Summer Lab.
And the dumpster plane.
The dumpster plane.
Oh, we're having
dumpster
a tough time plane. With enunciation.
I'm trying.
Girls, I have a difficult question for you.
I know.
What do these eggs have in common? Well.
So basically, these are two of our favorite acts, and we have covered both of those songs in our set. So, yeah, they're amazing musicians, and we hope someday we can be just like them.
Yeah. You know, actually, everybody here in the city of Groningen is talking about your little piece of When Doves Cry that you guys just did here.
Oh, really?
Vera.
Wow.
But, you know, we missed it here, like, we missed. Can you please
do the intro? Yeah. We'll do the intro. Yes.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Yeah. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like. When does cry?
Wow! Oh, unbelievable, girls. That's amazing. And everyone in the room became silent and was like, So this is what you did tonight at the Vera.
Your first
time in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Last year you toured with Hozier, right?
Yeah.
What does he mean to you?
First and foremost, you see, he's a really good friend. And to see someone from your local area who is your friend to suddenly, you know, do so well on a worldwide level, he was totally inspiring to us at the time. And working with him was the reason that we decided to go full time with Vibrant Lingo. So that was 2 years ago, and like, it was the best decision we've ever made. So
yeah,
we owe a lot to Andrew for inspiration.
Actually, 3 years ago, I was here as his backing singer.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I was like, can't wait to get here with my own band, and we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, so only you are the backing singer.
No, Karen and I did it at different times.
Oh, yeah.
And then as Vibrant Lingo, we supported him then.
Ah.
So he's been amazing to us.
Yeah, so good to us.
And did he prepare you? Like, oh, you have to take care of this and you have to take care of that when you're going
He would never be kind of preachy, you know, about things, but he would certainly be forthcoming with advice if we asked for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is really cool, yeah.
How much time does it take to practice these harmonies that you girls can do? It's like, it's amazing, but tell me.
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
Well, see, the thing is, we became friends when we were quite young, and one of the first things that we realized about each other was that we could sing and that we could do harmonies naturally.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a natural element, but that's where it starts, and then it takes a lot of practice to make it, you know, tight and good. And we have high standards, and you know, we'll listen back to things and go, not good enough, and we have to do that again.
Like, so, we're massive fans of like the classics, Fleetwood Mac, Simon and Garfunkel,
Mamas and the Papas,
Mamas and Papas, all loads that. Like, so loads of harmonies.
But then also
Destiny's Child,
R&B, like a Destiny's Child. You know, if you listen to Destiny's Child records, like they're
riddled
so
with
nice.
Harmonies,
so but they're so tight, like they're flawless. You know, and you know, like TLC, American R&B, like that, where the vocal standard of vocals is just
Incredible.
But you know, always somebody has to be Paul Simon and somebody has to be Art Garfunkel. So one of you guys cannot sing the song like we usually sing them, you know, like normal people, because you always sing the second voice or the other voice, or you know, the voice that just goes around it.
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is this with you?
Yeah, we all change lead vocals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're all three songwriters, so whoever would write the song, writing the song, generally, that person would sing that song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So throughout our set, it would change, the lead vocal would change throughout the band.
Yeah.
And how do you practice? Is it like when you're in a car or in a tour bus that you're like singing the whole time together?
Yeah, pretty much. We practice. We basically 9 to 5 in the jam room. You know, and we work pretty hard at getting the instruments down together. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yes. So Rose and me, we would like to, you know, have the same style of harmony.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like one particular trick that we can use?
Listening.
Yeah. Listening to each other.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
We have a long way to go. Thank you so much for being here, Wyvenlingo. We have Letter to Willow live, the one that you just played here at Vera Groningen. Thank you so much for being here. And let's please come back soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.